We were back in the grapes. We found our way to the vineyard, to the orchard. I don't really know. Just, we're back in the grapes again to talk about nonsense and what is happening inside our lives that does not involve Rooster Teeth and everything else. So, welcome, Doug.
Welcome.
Thank you. For anyone that's hearing this, maybe if somehow you found this for the first time, I am Michael Cool, and that is Doug Kirkwood, who you just heard the deep and velvety tone of. And we're here to say nothing for an hour, pretty much.
He welcomes you.
And then I let you down by letting you know that nonsense exists here. And what we talk about has no meaning, usually. Very rarely does it get serious. Sometimes it does. But we're back again. So, Douglas, in the week since I've last spoken to you, what have you been up to? What have you been watching? How has your life been going?
To be an old man, I like turned wrong and now my back hurts.
That is the oldest and shit you've ever said to me.
I can't like straighten my back, so I'm like, okay, I probably might have hurt myself.
Just from turning incorrectly.
I don't know. I could have slept wrong. I don't know. I was getting ready this morning. I was like, oh, my back.
I was pretty sure at work today I tore my entire shoulder apart trying to shove a box down a trash compactor.
And just pushing super hard.
I was, because it was stuck and I could not get it to fall down. Because like every other job, like every job that I worked at that was like retail, which I don't work in retail anymore, but it's when I worked in retail, we always had we had a trash compactor and a cardboard compactor. And the cardboard ones were always like essentially, for anyone who's not aware, it's like picture almost like a smaller dumpster in a way that had a giant press that came down from the top to smush it down into like a giant bundle. So you could throw boxes and all kinds of stuff and it would, with an incredible amount of force, would smash it down, and then eventually you could band it up and then a company would take it or whatever. So the one that we have where I work now is like, it's essentially, it's just a trash compactor, but everything goes into it. And it's just a slope that goes down to an opening. And then in that opening, it's like not wide enough for any boxes we have, unless it's like just a small standard box that you'd get like an Amazon package in. So most of the stuff that we throw down there, like box wise, which is our place is filled with boxes, just gets jammed. And then we just have an old, like a piece of steel that was used for like the shelving, like when they installed it, that we used just to stab at it until it falls down in there.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you guys had a poking stick, but it sounds like you got one.
It's like 10 feet tall, and I'm not exact. It's heavy, and it's really tall. And I was trying to get this box to like flip and get to the position where it would fall down in. And then my shoulder made a sound, and then there was feelings that I've never felt in my shoulder, that things were shifting, and like it felt like parts were overlapping that I've never touched before in my shoulder. And I was like, that does not feel good, and that feels like this might be the rest of my life. Like, I'm always kind of waiting for the injuries that this is now my life from here on out, because that's all I've ever heard people talk about. Like anyone who's older is always like, yeah, I twisted my ankle when I was like 33 and it still hurts. I'm 55. And it's like, and I'm just waiting for that to be the day.
I was going to say, how do you know your shoulder wasn't morphing into more muscle? Like just like a totally ripped shoulder. All the muscles were shifting and you took your shirt off and just your shoulders ripped.
You mean just like a bulging muscle, like I developed it? Like I just went Super Saiyan 2. Like, yeah. I'm bulking up. The only time I ever developed a muscle on the fly was when we were in Austin swimming it in Barton Springs. And you and our friend Jeff took off. And I was, I'm not a speed or endurance anything, but in the water, I can float. So I can last a very long time in the water. Like if there was a shipwreck, outside of sharks or anything, but if there was a shipwreck, I could last a long time just by floating and just keeping my cool. But I was trying to keep up with you two, and Barton Springs is super long, and it's just a river essentially that they've made into an outdoor pool. So it has like an actual river bottom with fish in it, and it's really awesome. But it was super long, super cold, and I was swimming trying to keep up with you two, and I was getting so tired, and my arms are hurting in ways I never noticed. I was looking at my arm, I had a new bump, which I took as a new muscle, but it may have just been like a hernia just of the arms.
All the muscles pulling.
It's just, they're just exploding. And I was like, oh, and I'm like, oh, look how jacked I am now. I'm like impressed, even though my arms are shot. They're just gone.
I swam 25 feet and I'm fucking ripped.
I was very tired, but I was like, oh, it's pretty cool. I got this new muscle out of this. So I was thrilled about that part of it. But no, that's any time. Right now, actually, what I'm feeling the most is I have like one of the tasks that I'm working on today is, I was working on today and we'll have to finish tomorrow, is that my boss wants like all this stuff that we have on the shelving all condensed down to, because it's like basically just like if you went to say like a Sam's Club or Costco or whatever, the steel shelving, we have that for organizing stuff. And we have like, I think there's like five or six of those bays. And within those five or six bays, there's like 12 items. Like they've been moving stuff out of there, and she wanted me to take everything and condense it down to as few bays as I could. So I was moving that stuff off there, but all it is bundles of boxes, which not like actual, like a formed box. Like when you break down a box and it's flat. So it's a bundle of sometimes like 50 boxes of like stacked on top of each other. So I was moving those like from a ladder. So I was just taking these, well, what was probably like, I don't know, maybe like 50 pounds worth of cardboard. And I was, or maybe it was less than that because I did so many of them, but maybe like 30, 40, 50 pounds of cardboard. And I was like taking it, like twisting like off the ladder to then put it on a lower shelf so then I could grab it. And I had to do that so many times. And like now when I'm moving, like, oh, I was like, yeah, I'm probably gonna wake up tomorrow. Just like,
so now you're ripped.
Yeah, I'm shredded, dude. It's, here, I'll take my shirt off. Hold on. Let me show you this.
Shredded.
It's all you can see. I oiled myself up for this.
You look like a fresh thing of brie cheese.
I'm just oily. It's that's just my natural skin. Just oil and disgusting.
Oil can.
No, but no. It's been an interesting day outside of just being sore and beaten up. Because like you and I were discussing, or me not discussing, but I was telling you, and we had a brief talk about it, but Renee and I have found a place that we're like a wedding venue, and the entire story, because I haven't really talked about much stuff with the wedding, not that we have a lot of stuff to really talk about, we're still early stages of planning it, but the one place we went to, we found, because dude, like the wedding shit is pretty annoying, because there's so many places that we go to that it's like, this place is really nice. And if we want to rent it, it's like $9,000. It's like, and we're not looking at like the premier places. Like we're not looking down like in Pittsburgh for this giant venue. And it's just standard. There's just a small park, but it's like I don't even know if it's a state park. It's just like a small park that's maybe half hour from us that we went to. It was like $9,000 to rent that place. And there really wasn't, honestly, there wasn't a whole lot to it. It was like an outdoor, not a gazebo, what is it called? Like a pavilion, like an outdoor pavilion that you would like have a picnic at. And then there was a house that was with it that we could use like to get ready. But the only place we could get married was like right outside the house. Like you walk out of the house, just like basically like a, what was essentially their driveway. It looked nice, but still it was essentially the driveway to like this house. That was like a really old house, which was cool. Cause we had our own space and it had like a lot of, I'll say character. I'll use that word. But it was like from like the 1800s. You can tell like there was like support beams that were hand chiseled. You can see like the texture from them using the chisel, how it's like not perfect and stuff. So it looked really cool and it was really nice in the house. But you know, it wasn't like, I didn't feel like it was, I was blown away by it. It was like $9,000 to rent that place. And then they're like, well, and you also have to use, this has been like so many places. It's like you also have to use a caterer that we like do business with. So, in most of the time, it's like, here's a list of like four of them. And they're like, oh, what are their prices? Oh, it's like $50 a plate. So it's like, okay, we're looking to invite like 100 people. So that's like, that's an extra $5,000 in just food. And that's how it's been like everywhere. It'll be this place or, you know, we like it. And it's like, oh, you can rent this place for $3,000. It's like, okay, that's, you know, we're not really trying to spend a ton of money, but it's just in the process of looking at wedding stuff, you just realize that so many places, just with wedding in the title, they're just, the price goes through the roof.
Yeah, so, I've heard you say that. As soon as you're like, we're getting married, they're like, oh, okay, we're double the price.
It's ridiculous. So it's like, we're not trying to spend a lot of money. Like, you know, my, like our parents are all chipping in, like we're like getting help, but it's like I don't want them to like have this debt that they're going to pay off for the next like 5 years just so we can have like this one place. So we're like, we're trying to be like conscious about the cost of it, but it was like $3,000 for like the, like some, or like as a hypothetical, it'd be like $3,000 to rent the place. But then like, you know, the catering would be, like $90 a plate or something like that. So then you just have this astronomical cost in food. So I say all that just to get to the, like the place we looked at. Cause, it's like a lodge kind of looking place. And it's like $600 to rent it. I'm like, now we're talking. Like, that's something I can really get behind. And it's really nice. It has, it's like privacy. It's really big. It has like its own kitchen in it. It's like, this is the place that we really want to have.
Yeah.
And Renee called and said, like, you know, what dates do you have available and stuff like that. And they only book a year in advance. So she called in September, so she can only get available dates from that day she called until next September. So yeah. At that time, all they had was, I think every Saturday in September was booked up. All they had was, I think the Fridays and Sundays. And, you know, we thought about maybe doing like on Labor Day or something where people would be off on the next day. And it was a whole thing. But so we pretty much decided that, okay, we would like to, we'll just go into October, because we talked about doing an October one. And, especially since like, we think part of it's going to be outside, so we don't want to have it like in July and just be, cause I think that was when she called, the dates that were available were July 4th, or I think it was July 3rd. And so July 4th weekend and September 11th. And I was like, I don't think we can get married on September 11th. I was like, I think that's just not allowed anymore. So, like basically right at the beginning of the month, call. And then she would like reserve the date that like we wanted. Like, we want to have October 2nd. Like, that was just one we picked. Like, we wanted October 2nd. We would take any of them. And she called it like at 8 in the morning when they opened, and no one answered. And no one answered the phone for like 5 hours, and it went by. She finally got through to somebody, and the person was like, oh yeah, we're already sold out of all the dates. And she's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, I get called first thing in the morning. And the lady was just like, oh, well, people line up here to, like, reserve the dates, like, in person. And
jeez,
they get priority over people who call in. Now, she has been in contact with this person, or, like, these people. They didn't say anything about being there in person. The website says, like, to call. Like, we were told in, like, three different ways, we were told, like, the best way to book this place is through email or calling. And then the first day of the month, when she calls, they say, oh yeah, people were here. And that's actually how we booked this thing. We're not allowed to tell people about it though, is what they said, that they have priority, but they're not allowed like to advertise. That's how they do it.
You have to have somebody else book this or tell you, like, you just go wait in line. You'll get the date you want.
Or apparently you just have to wait and like have a date you want be turned down. And then know that's actually how you do it, so you can try again at a later time for a different date. Like
the year after.
It was so stupid that, like, when they say the best way to get a date is to email or, like, to call this number and stuff like that. And then when we do exactly what they said, it was like, oh, by the way, that's not at all how... It's so far from doing that. You have to be here in person. But we don't tell you that. We tell you some other shit. Like, we completely mislead you.
We lied to you the whole time.
Yeah, so now we're the... We still picked a day in October, but it's going to be on a Sunday, so we have to move some stuff around and figure out, like, the best way to do it for everyone that's invited. But, yeah, we have a date now, but it's, as has been the case for a lot of, like, the venues, it's been frustrating. But luckily, the big thing is out of the way now.
You got somewhere you're going to like. Is it going to be a ceremony and reception there?
That's the plan. It's...
Okay.
Because that's, like, we've talked about doing a lot of, like, outdoor ceremony stuff, and the only thing that's, it's the obvious thing, but there's, like, the only thing is, like, the weather. Is it going to be raining and stuff? Because if it's going to be raining, we have to have an audible that we can go to. So this place is really big, and we're not planning on having a huge ceremony, so like, at least right now anyway, we're planning on doing a smaller ceremony with like everyone coming to the reception. So, I mean, if we can't, like, we have the place regardless, but if we can just do a small, because the other thing I'm thinking is, like, if we have to set up a bunch of stuff for a big ceremony to then break it all down to then set up everything for the reception, like, it'd be easier to have everything set up for a smaller number of people. That way we can move it all out to then have everything set up for the reception. So
makes sense.
So if possible, we can do it outside. There's a space that's not, it's like close by, and, but, you know, I don't know. It's still pretty fresh, so we have a lot we have to figure out, and we still have more than a year to kind of iron out all the details.
Deal with this September 2021.
Yeah, probably about this time next year, we'll be like, oh, we should probably really plan this. I think maybe we should get married on that side. I don't know. But, yeah, so we finally have a place to wed. After all this time.
Married.
I mean, we honestly haven't looked at that many places, but we have gone to a fair share. I mean, we probably, I think we toured or like looked at like maybe like 5 or 6 different places. And I mean, once we know like we're not going to be spending more than this amount, it automatically eliminates a lot of places. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, how many are we all coming in on horses?
I was hoping that you guys have horses and I want like a chariot or something that you can, that I can ride, like riding like Caesar.
Who's pulling the chariot?
Well, I would think a horse, but if one of you wants to do it, I'm not going to get in the way.
Would you come in on a buffalo?
I guess I would, yes, but if it'll have me.
Are you not marrying the buffalo?
Oh, okay, I misunderstood. Okay, then no, not a buffalo then. But I guess if I'm in a chariot and one of you guys is pulling me, I think that just makes it like a rickshaw in a way. I don't know what the line between chariot or like where the line of like where a chariot ends and a rickshaw starts. I don't know where that is.
I'd say size and weight.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe like a chariot was more like military based, so it had more steel and heavy.
It was meant to take hits.
Okay, then I definitely want a chariot.
Okay, well,
I wanna make sure I'm safe. I don't wanna go down on my wedding day.
You don't wanna have the kids come back with the baseball bats.
Yeah, as they just jump out of a tree. I want to make sure if they take a swing, it's just going to glance off of that thing.
As you're in full Spartan armor.
Yeah. I want it to look like I've done some shit, but not actually have done shit. Like, look like I survived a war, like I saved our people, if that's possible. I want to have, like, a spear with, like, maybe some blood and hair on it. Like, I got involved.
It's just...
It'd be from the buffalo I stabbed.
it's just... You're, like, a haircut you got, and you put your own hair on it.
Yeah. Well, now I'm just picturing the scene from Forgetting Sarah Marshall where they're killing the pig. That's just us behind the lodge getting ready. Just killing a buffalo.
I'm so sorry!
I'm just knifing it down. But yeah, horses. I mean, we could do that. Renee, when we first got engaged, I was going through and I just kept making ridiculous requests to Renee. And when she would say no, I would just tell her to give me the ring back. So I felt like I really had like this ultimate power because I said something about like I wanted to have like live deer, like just kind of wandering around during the ceremony. She's like, no, we're not doing that. I was like, give me the ring back. It's clear you're not the one. Like, that's what this means. Like, if you're not in for the deer.
You paid each deer $5. Just roam around, buddy.
I don't know if you have to pay deer. I think they might just eat our currency. I'm not 100% sure.
I think to make it more exciting, it should be a pack of wild boar or roaming.
Something that we have to like defend for our life.
It's like, you know, where the ceremony's happening, he's here. Whee!
And it just comes screaming down the aisle looking right at me. Give me the spear! right in its forehead. Die, you beast!
And then its boar wife comes over.
What is this, like, nursery rhyme? It says a whole family that are all in attendance for some reason.
It came for your wedding. I mean, you paid them.
It came to murder me. That's what I'm hearing. Or it'd be like one of those giant, those huge ones that you see that are like 1,000 pounds or whatever, ridiculous. When they get enormous, it's like you could basically ride them. They're so big. Get a couple of those. Something we have to keep our eyes on. Like,
yeah, I want it to be a little danger to your wedding.
Yeah, we don't never turn your back on whatever it is. Whatever we find out it is. I mean, we could just hire a person. Like someone that's, well, I mean, no, we'd probably recognize him though. I was like, we could hire someone to show up in disguise and just attack us at random.
That's, but I mean, Yeah, but I don't think that's as fun as a wild boar, a group of wild boar.
I'm telling you, if I'm standing at the altar and like we're going through the whole spiel and I hear you yell and there's just some random guy and there's a knife sticking out of your back, I'm going to freak out. I think it's pretty intense.
Just, why would he come after me and not the groom?
No, that's what I'm saying. It has to be for all of us. Oh. Unless we do like a, I'm like a VIP kind of thing, and he's coming after me, but you guys have to protect me.
Oh, all right.
Because I think that too.
I think Tyler would have you protected.
Tyler would like take it too seriously and end up killing him. Like,
what times?
It would be a problem. When we'd be like, it's all fun and games and stuff, and Tyler's actually killing a man.
Just strangling him.
No, I mean, I understand. I did just paint a picture where you were stabbed in the back. I understand that, but it was a non-lethal. It was like, it didn't hit anything like vital. It just went, it was like in your shoulder blade.
It's back meat.
Yeah. That sounds so gross.
My back straps.
I guess I also have to understand that you said you just destroyed your back by turning incorrectly just not that long ago. So maybe,
right.
Maybe it would be more damaging than I realize. We'll figure it out. Maybe we'll get like those Nerf swords, and it'll just be like a, it'll be more of a game. Although, I also learned wiffle bats are very dangerous in the wrong hand. So,
I was gonna say you got the shit kicked out of you by a bunch of 12-year-olds.
Yeah, well, I mean, we have a lot of time. We'll get this figured out exactly. But yes, horseback, absolutely. Spartan armor, yes. Element of danger, yes. Like we were getting the framework of what this is gonna be.
Can I come surfing in on a crocodile's back?
Just standing on its back?
Like surfing it, yeah. So I'm standing sideways and it's crawling around.
Do you have the means to train a crocodile by the time our wedding comes up?
I have a year.
But do you have the means to pull it off?
I have a year. I'll figure it out.
No, you keep saying I have a year. I'm saying do you have the training? Do you have the resources to be able to get it to like to listen to you?
Well, I get it as a baby. And once a day, I just kind of, like, I don't step on its back. I just put my feet on, like, my foot on its back so it gets used to the feeling. And so, like, every day, I just give it a little more pressure. Like, as it grows, when it's full grown, I can just stand on it.
Okay, but you just said we have a year. So you're just going to be standing on a one-year-old crocodile as it screams. Because it'll be too small to carry you.
It'll be hissing.
No, it'll learn to scream. It's when it comes to danger. Screaming comes naturally to a lot of animals.
Can I come on 1 foot on two boars? Like, so I'm standing on two boars, standing facing.
You're real
forward.
Big into the pigs.
I like pigs.
This is a real sticking point for you that some sort of swine needs to be in attendance at my wedding. Whether you're riding it or we're killing it, apparently.
Okay, a pig roast.
I mean, that does feel like a very old school. I mean, and I do have a lot of Neanderthal DNA in me. So, you know, slaughtering and eating an animal in celebration of a wedding seems like a very traditional and that makes perfect sense to me sort of thing for my ancestors. Because when I did the 23andMe, I think I had more Neanderthal DNA than... I forget. I think I want to say it was like 95% or something like that, or like 97% of everyone else who's ever used the service. I was in the top 3% for Neanderthal DNA.
They did tests on you.
Well, I mean, they did test on my spit that I sent them.
They mailed you your spit back to take it back.
There's too much. It's like you have a giant head, a unibrow. It's just. You love pelts and the cold, which I do love the cold, but because 23andMe always sends like updates and everything, but I've lost my ranking. I'm now like, I think I have more than like 92%. So a bunch of cave fucks came in and started just spitting into cups and sending it in. Cause I've been dethroned from the rankings.
Sadness.
Well, I'm just saying that ancestry and that bloodline makes sense for what we're talking about for the wedding. It's also concerning that I just saw something today about how Neanderthal DNA makes you more at risk for coronavirus. Not super on board for that, but...
Well, with your giant fucking head, you can defeat it.
Yeah, it has to get in here first. I got a lot of defense.
It's a lot of headspace.
Yeah, it has to make sure it hits exactly in my nostrils. If it doesn't, I'm fine. I guess I can try to get in through the mouth. I don't know. I don't know if that's really how it works.
They say it comes in through your eyes now, so I don't know.
Well, as long as it's coming through forehead or hair, I think I'm okay. Because I got a lot of head.
A lot of meat up there.
Oh, it's a lot of bone. There's not a lot of meat going on above the jaw. It's all pretty solid.
You're a big squishy head.
I just have soft bones.
You have baby skull still.
It's just, you know, remember those things that we would get that we like, I think I always had one that was like a skull and you'd squeeze it when you did, like the balloon would come out and it had like those, what are they called? Like Orbeez or something like that. They're like little.
Yeah.
That's basically my head. Like when I turn, it's like, you can see it like shifting and moving and it's like a waterbed. It just takes a new form.
So is that all your brain is a bunch of little Orbeez stuck together?
It makes a lot of sense, honestly.
Slap it around there.
I've never been really good at paying attention. I didn't do well in school. I think I've proven on this podcast and in RT Talk that I'm kind of stupid a lot of times. I'm dumb in a lot of ways, and you know, having Orbeez for a brain is not the most far fetched thing I've ever heard. And there's a fruit fly just flew in my mouth as I was talking. It's kind of what I'm talking about. It's a little bit what I'm talking about. It's just what's happening.
Ancestry DNA just came back and you ate that fly.
Yeah. That's why I didn't hesitate. I just closed my mouth. It's nutrients. You can't take that out of me. It's in my genes. So outside of just wounding yourself, you did nothing else this week.
I've been watching, it's on Netflix, Baki. It's like a fighting anime.
Mm. Yeah, I know which one you're talking. I haven't seen it, but I know which one you're talking about.
Because I watched the Kengan Annihilation. I think it's what it's called, Kengan Annihilation. I watched that first, and then this one popped up, and I was like, I'm not in the mood for another fighting, like strictly fighting anime. But then I started watching it, and I got hooked. And then
super unique art style in the Baki one.
Yeah, I don't know what the classified is.
I don't know. It was really. Like, I'm sure there's other ones out there, but for me, it seemed like it was really unique. Like, I can't think of one that had that. It almost looks like it's like really graphic, like super detailed in a way. At least from the preview that I saw.
The preview is just a really ripped dude.
Yeah, but a lot of details. It's not. It's not one of the soft anime.
Soft as hell anime.
No, I actually watched a bunch of stuff this week because what's weird is like now that we've started to like we've spun this off to being its own thing and we spend more time talking about just whatever, I'm now like more motivated to watch stuff like I've been wanting to watch. So like with Dave, like that's something I wanted to watch for a while, like not for a while, but like I knew about it. I was hearing good things about it. I was like, oh, maybe I'll watch that at some point. And there's a bunch of shows like the, what's it called? The Boys or whatever on Amazon.
I really want to watch that, but I don't have Amazon Prime.
We have Amazon Prime. So I was like, in the same way I wanted to watch that, I wanted to watch Dave and I just never have gotten around to it. But since you watched it, I was like, now is like the perfect time. Cause then this is something that I could watch. I have an excuse to watch it. And then we could talk about it on the podcast. So basically the same way that the podcast has become like an excuse for us to hang out every single week and talk, the doing this is now an excuse for me to watch the things I've been putting off, or may not even putting off, because like the stuff I watched this week I haven't really been putting off, but still it's a motivator. So like what's that?
No, I just was like I thought of something else I did, but anyway, I need that in my head too, let me watch this, something you watched that I haven't watched.
Well, because I watched, there's a couple of Netflix movies I watched that I was just, like, interested in. Like, I watched that Enola Holmes. I would say Holmes.
That's, with 11.
Yeah. Millie.
I don't know her real name.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Millie Bobby Brown, yeah.
Yeah, and Henry Cavill, Superman in The Witcher. He plays Sherlock Holmes. But, yeah, I watched that. I watched Is it The Devil All the Time, I think is what it's called? Or The Devil... It's something like that.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It just came out like a week ago. Or something. It's the Tom Holland movie that's on Netflix. Or Tom Holland and Robert Pattinson and... I'm trying to think.
Batman.
Yeah, and one of the Skarsgårds. It. But...
Bill.
That movie is super dark. Like,
based on the cast, I wouldn't really think so.
Oh, it's really dark. It's hard to like talk about it without just, I guess, ruining parts of it. But essentially, it's a story. It takes place in the 50s. Or I think like the 50s and 60s. And it's like in this really rundown, like poor, like super impoverished part of West Virginia. And essentially it's kind of like...
Not far from home.
No. But it's essentially like several... There's like several storylines that are all separate. It's like they all kind of just intertwine with each other. And like... But it just basically follows like Tom Holland's character, and then before he comes into it, it's his dad. So he like goes from like talking about his dad's life and his story, and then it just transitions to Tom Holland, and then everything happens. But it's hard to talk about without actually getting into details and spoiling it. But
it's a long fucking movie too.
It is, but yeah, it's really dark, like. And I'm talking about like dark in terms of like subject matter and like the events that happen. Like it's, you know, it's not like a horror movie or anything, but yeah, it's pretty, pretty grim.
Crime, drama, thriller is what IMDb classified it as.
Yeah. Yeah, you call it that. I mean, it's pretty much I'm not going to give away like story details, but like it follows. Tom Holland's in the movie, his dad and him. It follows a serial killer couple. It follows a cop, a corrupt cop. And
what's Robert Pattinson do?
He's a preacher. He's actually not that big part of the movie. He's in the trailer, but he's not like plot-wise he is, but it's not like he's in the movie from the very beginning to the very end. Like, he's actually not that a huge part of the screen time. He serves a big point in like the plot, but he's not in like a whole lot. But yeah, then it follows like basically like another preacher family, I guess I'll say, and then it's just kind of how they all like intertwine with each other and everything. But yeah, it's a real dark movie. I don't even know. Like, it's a very specific type of movie, too. Like, I don't even know that I would necessarily recommend it to you. Because it's not just, like, a, you know, straightforward, like, you know, if we're talking about, like, I guess sticking to Tom Holland, like, Spider-Man. Like, it's like, okay, that's, like, a fun action movie. If you like fun action movies, you should watch this. Like, this is, like, in a different category. And I'm like, I don't even know who to recommend it to. I don't know who would like it. Like, I was like, I watched it and I was like, okay, like... You know, I was based on the trailer. I was like, it seems kind of interesting. I like a lot of people involved in it. I was like, yeah, we'll give it a shot. And I watched it and I was like, that was fucking grim. I was like, ugh.
I don't feel good. I got to go outside.
Yeah, there's a couple parts that just. There's a couple parts like make you sad, but not for like even the most. You know, like the beginning of Up, it's like they have that whole like buildup of them. You know, they're getting married, they're doing this, and, like, you know, it goes up and down. It's, like, that is, like, a moment designed just to bring you down. This is just, like, layer after layer of shit keeps happening. And you're just, like, I just don't feel fun. Like, I don't feel like I'm having fun. Like, this is just really, like, depressing. It's, like, oh, boy. It's, like, this just keeps getting worse.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with movies like that. You're kind of, like, you're like, okay, well, this makes me feel something.
Yeah. I'm honestly, at this point, I think I'm overselling it, but going into it having no idea, I shouldn't say I have no idea, I watched the trailer, but just going into it and not really knowing what it was or anything, I was just like, oh, wow, this got fucking bad.
Did you and Renee both watch it, or just you?
No, I just did. She was watching Supernatural. That's all that was. That's been her thing. She discovered Supernatural like a week ago or something, I think, from TikTok. And
it's banned. Banned in America.
You keep saying that. I don't think it's banned anymore. She's been. I think she discovered it because of TikTok, and she's like, I never watched that show. And then she watched one episode, and now like she's watching it right now. Actually, while we're recording this, she's out in the living room watching it.
I watched a couple seasons. I was into it, but it was one of those things I watched too much too fast, and I was just like, I don't want to watch this anymore.
I think I watched like the first episode, but I don't really remember it. I was like, I can't remember like any details about it, because it is one of those shows, which is actually the other thing I watched, the same reason. It's one of those shows that's been on for like so long, and I've just been hearing it, like you keep hearing about it, that yeah. I was like, okay, what is this? And then I like went to give it a shot, and I was like, okay. I was like, maybe I could get into it, and I just never like tried again. But in that same vein, I started watching Schitt's Creek this week, because
fucking great show.
I was like, it's a show that I've been hearing people talk about for so long, and it just like I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago or something that it won like every category it was in, or I forget what, like it like swept the awards.
Yeah, I think it won a bunch of Emmys or whatever.
Yeah, I don't remember which. I never pay attention to the award shows. But still, it's just like, it's like every other show. Like, 30 Rock was the same way. It was on for 5 seasons, and it was always, like, praised, and it was always this thing that everyone, like, not necessarily everyone, like, in our friends were talking about, but just, you know, that you would hear, like articles would be written about, or, like, someone on, like, that I'd be listening to, like, someone would be talking about it or whatever. And then I was like, all right, I'm going to actually just sit down and watch this show. And then I watched the first season, and I forget what episode it was, but like episode like 6, there's one part that made me laugh super hard. And I was like, okay, I'm in. I was like, I'm into 30 Rock.
Oh, you're talking about 30 Rock. I thought you were talking about Schitt's Creek. Sorry.
No, so far, again, not really know anything about the show. Or how it worked. Like, I knew a little... Like, I know it was Eugene and Dan... Or Dan, I think his name is. Dan Levy. It's the father and son. I knew it, like, they were both in it. I knew, like, I think they were, like... I don't think they created it, or, like, they wrote it. So, like, I knew they were heavily involved with it. And I was like, okay. Not, like, I don't really have a... You know, a... Like, opinion on either one of them, like, either way. Like, I don't know of anything other than, American Pie or whatever. That Eugene Levy was in.
Yeah, that was like, obviously for us that was a big role, but he did a lot of stuff in the 80s.
Yeah, and he's like a comedic actor, and you know, he has a lot of credits to his name. He's a very accomplished actor, but it's just like, I don't have anything like that I know him from, like, oh, he's in it, I want to watch it. And same thing with his son. So I was like, I didn't have any kind of like opinion on them like either way, but I was just like, okay, they both, like, I know they came together to make this. And then having heard about it for so long, I finally watched it, and right now, I think I'm almost through season one, and I'm kind of watching it the same way that I watch How I Met Your Mother. Not that they're a similar show, but How I Met Your Mother, I was like, okay, I kind of want to see like where this story goes, but there wasn't a lot of moments that really made me laugh like that hard. It was like a couple like chuckle moments, and it was just like such an easy show just to watch and just have on and like just like to just kind of tear through. And that's how I watch How I Met Your Mother. And that's kind of how I'm watching Schitt's Creek. Like, up until, I think, I want to say, I think I'm on episode 11 of season one. So I think, like, either the, I think I laughed, like, there was a couple of moments in, like, the last, like, 2 or 3 episodes that I laughed at. And that's the first moments that I actually would say, like, those were, like, the moments that I, like, have found, like, really funny. So it's, like, it's getting better for me.
I've watched that show twice. I really enjoy it. But I feel like when I first watch it, Moira is so hard to deal with as a character that you hate her, and it almost ruined the show for me. But like, I had to get through that. Then I was like, I actually love this show.
Yeah, I don't really necessarily... Like, I felt like they were all pretty unlikable other than...
Stevie?
No, I meant like the family.
Oh, yeah. That's the point. They're all terrible people.
Yeah, so I didn't... I think the... I'm trying to remember his name right now. The dad. I can't remember the character name. What Eugene Levy plays. I can't remember what the character is.
Panicking. Vamping.
Yeah. Oh, but he was like the most likable out of them, but even he had a lot
Johnny Rose.
Yeah, that's it. But even he has moments where he's like unlikable. But it's like, yeah, because like both the kids are kind of like stuck up and spoiled. She's kind of like the same way. He's kind of just like almost like delusional and lost and kind of a dummy.
He's trying to make the best of a terrible situation.
Yeah, but then like as it goes on, obviously they get more mellow. You said you watched all of it twice, so you know much more than I do. But
I haven't watched the final season.
Yeah, that's the episode I think I just watched last night was the one where her sister comes to town. Moira's sister.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure that's the last one I watched. But yeah, that's where I am. But yeah, I'm kind of just watching it. It's like I throw it on, like Renee will throw like Supernatural on her laptop, and I'm like, well, I'm just kind of sitting here, so I'll put it on and I kind of have it on, and it's something to go through. But I'm excited too, because did you see that The Good Place season 4 is on Netflix?
I did see that, and I keep telling myself, I'm like, just watch all of it tonight, but I might just watch it all this weekend because I don't have any real plans. So
that's worth, like, we now it's like it's been so long since we watched season 3, we have to kind of like get back in like the mindset of watching The Good Place, because I know like once we watch like an episode, it's gonna be like, okay, we're back in. But it's just like making that commitment for us to go through and watch season 4, because that was the one that we it was like wasn't available anywhere.
So yeah, I thought you guys like streamed it illegally.
No.
Oh, okay, that must have been my other friend then.
Yeah, is there any place we could find to get it? Was I think we could buy the season from like iTunes or something, or I don't remember, maybe it wasn't iTunes, but I think we could buy the season from somewhere. Or Hulu had the last like 3 episodes of the season. I was like, well, that's unhelpful.
Let me watch the series finale first. Yes.
Yeah, I'll work backwards and I'll try to build the suspense that way.
The I did, like I said, I did think of something else I did. I was very proud of this because like me and my friend and his girlfriend, we just started doing it last year, but we make apple dumplings in the fall.
My God, you're so white.
Yeah.
You couldn't be a whiter human right now.
These apple dumplings were fair quality apple dumplings.
So what you're saying is you've improved the recipe and your techniques.
They were amazing. I ate one for breakfast the other day.
I'm not against that.
I don't know if you like apple dumplings as much as I think I do, but damn.
I don't know the last time I had an apple dumpling, so I would imagine I do, but I mean, it's an apple. Apples, it's like the only fruit I used to eat when I was a kid was apples for some reason.
Well, this is apples with pie crust around them, butter, brown sugar, cinnamon, and nutmeg.
Yeah. Yeah, who would like that? Yeah, of course. I'd eat that. I'd eat 8 of them right now while we're talking.
With ice cream on top.
I do that too. Anything that's unhealthy for me, I'll probably eat.
We made those, and we watched Child's Play 2, because we were talking about how we never watched, like, the... I want to go back, now it's... I know you don't care for Halloween stuff, but now that it's October, I'm very into... Like, I'm like, I should watch more scary movies this year, or, like, go back and watch the classics. So I want to try to find Child's Play 1, because I don't know the actual origin story of Chucky. We watched Child's Play 2, and I was like, this is terrible.
Yeah, that's... Especially by, like... Because I don't like horror movies, or, like, you know, the slasher movies or any stuff like that. Because it's all, to me, it's all kind of the same. It's like, it's a bunch of characters you don't really care about to get killed. And it's unless you're there for the violence, there's not much there for me.
Yeah, there's no real plot twist or anything.
Yeah, it's not really an interesting story to me. So it's like, to me, all like the old like Halloween slasher movies and stuff like that, the killer, is all kind of the same thing. So whether it's Jason or Mike Myers or whatever, it's all sort of
Leatherface.
Yeah, it's whatever to me. I would I've talked about this for like, I think like 6 years now. I talked to our friend Jeff and said like almost every year I bring up how we should actually go through and watch a bunch of really shitty, because him and I used to watch the sci-fi original movies, those yes. movies, because they're so over the top and so absurd. We'd watch those all the time. So I always like, every so often I pitch to him, like, hey, I guess it's like every October almost, like, we should actually get together and have like an actual movie day where we would just watch garbage like sci-fi movies and you know, whatnot. And we both agree to it, and then we never do it.
Well, there's a... Are you streaming through your TV? I'm trying to think, because I know, like, Roku has, like... Well, I forget what the channel's called, but it comes around every October. But it's essentially, like, if you go to, like, Walmart or Kmart, you'd see the $5 movie bin. It was all, like, B-rated horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
And it just plays those. I tried to watch one. It looked like... I called them swamp donkeys. I don't know what they were actually were.
I hope they were called swamp donkeys, because I'm immediately interested.
But it was like a green swamp donkey fighting an orange swamp donkey. It was a Japanese movie they dubbed, and I was like, we were watching it before we watched Child's Play. I was like, I want to watch this because it's so bad. I was like, but I don't know what's really going on.
Dude, I miss watching those movies, because I forget. Again, we talked about, I don't remember if it was on Out in the Grapes or on the normal podcast, but... I think it was Out in the Grapes where I said, like, I forget that I have cable a lot of times. So, like, I could actually set it up to, like, pay attention to record, like, all the original movies and, like, all those movies. Like, I have a whole catalog of those things. And I just never remember. But it's like, I miss watching those all the time. Because he and I, like, basically, it was really just, like, Mystery Science Theater, he and I would do. Because he'd just be sitting on the futon, I'd be, like, sitting on my bed, we'd be watching the movie, and we'd be, like, making fun of it, and, like, doing, like, basically, like, fake commentary for it and everything. Having never seen Mystery Science Theater, we didn't know this was a thing. Because I remember we were talking about, like, oh, we should start, like a YouTube channel, and, like, this is what we do, we just, like, make fun of really bad movies. And then I looked it up, I was like, oh, that's what Mystery Science Theater is. Like, I've heard people say that, but I didn't know what the actual show was.
That's a very successful show.
Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, should have figured out we didn't come up with that. But yeah,
rats.
We would just watch all of the terrible sci-fi originals or whatever. I would say if anyone out there is listening and they love those types of movies, like a Sharknado or like Sharknado like 6 or however many they're on now, those type of just over the top, the violence is crazy, the acting is bad. If you love those movies the way that we love movies, to me, it's still, I think, the best one. And it's Rumpelstiltskin from like 1996 or something like that. It has so many funny moments in it, and I'm sure there's definitely ones that are more ridiculous. There's ones that are, like, you know, more out there, but consistently I'd say that's the one that made Jeff and I laugh the most and the hardest, because the entire premise of the movie, Doug is showing me the movie poster for it.
That's good.
So basically the entire premise for the movie is, it takes place...
He's a nose ring.
Oh, dude, it gets so weird. So the premise for the movie is there's a girl who, I think her husband dies or something. He's like a cop and he gets killed. And then she has a son. And I don't even know why the cop thing's relevant, honestly, but that's how the movie starts. And Rumpelstiltskin's from like 1602 or some shit. And he, like, it shows him getting like cursed and imprisoned in like this seal. And then she like finds the like whatever like this magical item is that he's imprisoned in. Then he comes out and his only goal is to eat her son, basically. And the entire movie, he's chasing her and her son around. But he's like, I don't think there was ever a point where he's ever close to doing that. All that he ever, like, the only thing that ever happens to him is they beat the shit out of him. Like, that's all that ever happens in the movie. Like, one of the first times that she encounters, like, he's, like, in her apartment or something like that. And she's, like, he's, like cornering her. He's, like, oh, he's, like, I got you trapped or whatever. He's like, 2'8" or something like that. He's so small. And he's, like, a big, like, hunchback. And I think she breaks a broom and, like, sticks it in his eye and then kicks him out of, like, a kitchen window. And he falls, like, 6 stories, like, onto a car or something. And he gets so fucked up. And then there's another part where, like, he somehow knows, like, how to ride, like, a motorcycle, even though he's from, you know, hundreds of years ago.
I think 1400s, what it says.
It's
the 1400s. Yeah,
he just picks up a Harley and just tears down the road, something I couldn't do. He just takes off down the road. He lays it down at one point. Like, it's so over the top of him just getting just stomped on for the entire movie. And it's just the ways they basically came up with for him to miss out on this kid and get to get just slapped around again. Oh, we fucking loved that movie. I almost bought it, but it was on eBay for like $60. And I was like, well, let's not do that.
So people actually know about this movie then.
I guess so. It was on Netflix when we watched it. And that's where the love affair began, was
watching it. He also has Blues Brothers sunglasses on while he's riding this motorcycle.
He sure does. Sure does.
Oh, and Dog the Bounty Hunter's here.
Bounty Hunter's in the movie?
I assume he takes this guy's heart.
Oh, yes, I think so. I think that is what that is. I'm gonna look up right now to see if the price, what the price is at right now. Was I right with the year?
It came out in 95.
Oh, I was close. I think I said 96.
I mean, you can tell by the outfits. It's a total 90s movie.
So let me see.
And there's nobody. I don't know many actors and actresses. One of these people might be famous.
Oh my God. It's $180 on Amazon.
Oh man, it picked up some steam.
But I can get it by October 8th. So there's a plus. What is this? I've fallen into something here. Because now I'm seeing a sci-fi six-pack. Like Sci-Fi Network six-pack. Rise of the Gargoyles? Sold. I am there.
Sold.
Yeah, let's see if it's on eBay still. Yeah, it was a tremendous movie. I don't know how, I'm not going to recommend someone spend almost $200 to get it, but if it ever popped up on Netflix again, I would watch it.
I'm sure it's streaming somewhere.
I'm trying to think of what they might have it. Because, yeah, there's a pre-owned DVD from the year, or why'd I say 2000? I mean, the DVD came out in 2000. It's $60, $57.12. But it used to be $66, so they brought the price down, which is nice.
Bargaining.
Yeah, that's if I ever it's $100 someone's selling it for. I guess people another one for $100. People must know its value. $120.
It might be like Troll 2. Everyone's
fucking around with this movie. Like,
everyone knows Troll 2 is not a great movie and everything's bad about it, but everyone loves it.
Well, that's what this movie is 100% for, like laughing at for me. And it's in that category where it's not trying too hard, so it's funny because it's like there's like a sweet spot. Like movies, if they try to lean too hard into like making it goofy and like overacting and the violence and everything, then it's like it's just not as good. Or if they're way too serious, there's like a middle zone where they have to be trying, but it also has to be over the top, and it's like that's like the sweet spot that it always existed in. But I miss watching those movies. Since we're in October now, I need to pay attention to what Sci-Fi has on so I can record them.
Because you should just do that tonight.
I can't go another year.
You got to go tonight after this. Go to your guide. Go to the Sci-Fi channel. Just start record.
That's some of this. See how far into the future I can look on the channel guide. I don't know if anything like. I don't know. It was always on the weekend. So yeah, we might have a few. That'll come through. Yeah, I gotta start paying attention because I need to build up a catalog, and then maybe he and I can get together and watch just a series of absurd movies because we used to live for it, but we can no longer live for it because they don't exist anymore, or those nights don't exist anymore.
Nope.
Back when going to we his... were, huh?
I said no because we're about to go to his daughter's second birthday. So nope.
I said back when we were both single men and I was still living at home, and his job, he would come home every weekend and come hang out and stay the night like every single Friday or every Saturday. I forget what it was, but yeah, back when in our youth. But yeah, I'm also excited for this week because I got a new laptop that I'm just waiting to get delivered now.
What'd you get?
I got the Surface Book 2, so I get the more laptop-y Surface one, not the Surface laptop, but the hybrid of the Surface Pro and the Surface laptop, basically. So, nice. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, because I, you know, when we first started doing the podcast and stuff, I would just bring my laptop down to your place, and then I was always had to have it plugged in the entire time we were recording, because it just, the battery shot on it, and it's obviously I could just buy a new battery and like just replace it, and it would probably be like it would work properly, but it's also from 2012, I believe, so it's like 8 years old. So it's just like the hardware and stuff, just, you know, when I'm trying to like edit photos or anything, it just, the fan's just raging and it's just like it's struggling to keep up and everything. So I was like, I've been wanting to get a new one. Then I've always wanted to get the Surface ones. I got a Surface Pro tablet, like, I forget how many years ago, but I think it was a Surface Pro like 3, maybe. I don't even remember. But I got one of those, and the intention was to be like my new laptop and my new editing thing, because I liked being able to use the pen and to like edit photos and, you know, be able to do more like the fine editing, but do it by hand. I was like, that's really cool. But my intention was for that to replace my laptop, but I couldn't do it for a couple reasons. Like the biggest one being that the Surface Pro just has that keyboard case on it, or keyboard cover. So it doesn't actually like stand up on its own. So whenever I was trying to like just have it in my lap, like sitting on the couch or something, I has like a little kickstand on the back that you basically have to balance it perfectly, and any slight movement, it'll just fall backwards. And so it just, I couldn't have it do that. And then plus I think it was just, it wasn't a very like powerful one. So like stuff like Photoshop and everything that I was running were still running like pretty choppy, and they weren't very smooth. And I was like, this just isn't really working. And the biggest thing being the fact that it's like, I can't just actually have it. So like the screen can't support its own weight, and it just fell over all the time. So it's like, I could only use it on a Surface, no pun intended, but it had to be like on a, like a table or a stand or something. So it didn't work out. And
did you buy this computer new?
I didn't hear what you said.
I said, did you buy this computer new?
No, I didn't.
I didn't know if you actually, like, I'm going to pull the trigger and buy a new computer.
No, because I don't know if anyone's been listening for a long time. I detailed whenever our dog ate poison in several parts over the course, like around like April or May, and what that whole journey. So those hospital bills we're still paying on. And I think I mentioned this possibly on the podcast, but November is when our what the fuck is it called? Not, I guess like the special they were running or whatever, like the promotion thing ends. So it was like 6 months, no interest. So if we don't get it completely paid off by November, then all of the interest from the last 6 months is going to hit like a wave. So we're trying to get that paid off by next month. And we only have, like, I think there's, like, $1,000 left, so we can do it. But it's just, I didn't want to spend a ton of money on the laptop while also having that. So that's why I was, like, I was looking at the Surface Book 3, and they were obviously more money. But I was also, I didn't want to skimp on the, like, components of it. Like, I didn't want to have, you know, like, no storage with, like, a small amount of RAM or whatever. So I was, like, I want to make sure it actually has a good amount of stuff that's like, this isn't something I'm going to like want to replace or have to replace in just a couple years. So right.
Same with the last one.
Yeah. I mean, I've had that one I got that when I went to school because I couldn't edit. I had my old, what's it called? Is it just the MacBook? I think
the white one.
Yeah. This real rounded fat white one.
Yeah.
I got that whenever I, when you and I were working together, the maintenance company, and I was rocking that for a long time. And then when I was in school, I was doing like video projects and photo editing. And I was like, this thing cannot do this. It's like, I just did not have the hardware requirements. So I got the MacBook Air, and I've had it since then. So that's been, I mean, I've had it for, I want to say maybe like 6 years, something like that. I've been using it. So I just want something that's like, can hold up to using all the programs, and you know, I really like the, like, I like having the tablet aspect of it with like the pen and I think that'll make like the editing and everything go much smoother, much more fun. So
yeah, like I know people have like the iPad Pro with the pen. The pen does make a huge difference. I was impressed by it. I can't draw, so the pen to me wasn't a huge factor until I saw people using it, and I was like, oh, that's pretty neat.
Yeah, I actually do have an iPad Pro, but it's, which I was, again, once I, when I was, cause I, when I had the Surface Pro, I mean, I still have it, or I guess Renee has it, but when I, well, when the Surface Pro was going like sideways for me, and I was like, this can't replace my laptop. I was like, well, maybe I'll just get like an iPad, because like they, like, I know like it's supposed to, they're supposed to be like really good. And I was like, well, and Photoshop was supposed to be going to iPad, and they're supposed to be like basically like the full version. So like the same thing I have on the computer. And I was like, oh, that'll be good. And I can use that and everything. So then I got an iPad, like maybe a year or two after I got the Surface. And I was selling the Surface to get the iPad basically. And I was kind of doing them both at the same time. And then that was a fucking shitstorm trying to sell that Surface on eBay. It was so annoying. Because like I listed it once, and then the first time, I think I had to list it two different times. I think the first time was it was purchased by someone, and then it was immediately canceled because eBay detected that they were a fraudulent buyer, so they were just some fake scam artist person.
Somebody using like a bot or something.
Or just like, you know, they weren't actually going to be buying it, and this was all part of some bigger scam somehow. I don't know. But, I think I got a message from them first, and then shortly, within an hour, then it was, like, the whole thing was canceled, and they were, like, found out to be a scam artist. So I was like, okay. So I had to list it again. Every time you list it, you have to pay something. So I had to list it again, and then someone bought it in, like, Florida, and then I went through, and I had to pay, like, the shipping cost and everything to get it sent down there. And then when they got it, they said that that it didn't work. It would not turn on, and that it was covered in scratches. And I was like, I know both those things are not true because I have not been using it. And so then they sent it back. And by the way, this process, everything I've just described is over. This is now like 2.5 weeks. Like that, just those two events took 2.5 weeks to complete. And I was like, I'm just trying to get rid of this fucking thing so I can get an iPad. And so then they sent it back. And then I looked at it, and the scratches they're talking about are just like the brush scratches from it, like sitting on a surface and like getting picked up. So it's like, it's like the who cares scratches. It doesn't really make a difference. It's not like there's a scratch on the screen or anything.
Normal wear and tear.
Yeah. And the reason it wouldn't turn on is because it was dead. They didn't plug it in.
I figured that whenever you said it didn't turn on.
Yeah. So I reported them, and then I was mad because now, and now I had this thing again, and that's when Renee asked if she could just have it. And I was like, at this point, I'm sick and tired of trying to do this, because I've had a lot of success using eBay for buying things, like buying used things, but trying to sell things has been a nightmare every single time.
I used, I guess, Letgo became OfferUp.
Oh, it did? I thought they were two separate things.
Well, now they're the same. And I sold a monitor I had sitting around here. I had like somebody message me immediately. It was like, is this available? I said, yeah, totally available. Does it have HDMI? And like in my description, I said, has DVI and VGA, but I have a VGA to HDMI cord you can have with the monitor. So I said, no, it doesn't have HDMI. He goes, what's the lowest price you'll give me? So I just deleted that conversation.
Just bailed on them.
Yeah, I was like, fuck you. And then somebody else messaged me and like was like, can I come check it out before I buy it? I said, I don't care. So like I actually sold it like 3 days, but I was like, speaking of like what you're saying, like to sell things online, like people either are assholes or they're just like, does it work? Does it do this? All right, what's the lowest price you're going to give me? I'm like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I haven't used any of those like OfferUp or I guess when it was Letgo, or I'm sure there's another one in the mix too, but
Craigslist, the big one.
Well, I was thinking more so like the apps that came along that were like, sell your stuff quickly with, I can't remember what any of them are called, but, or the one I'm thinking of, I can't think of what it's called, but, I know Renee used them a couple times. Like I think she was selling, her like Fitbit or something like that. And it was like, she put, you know, like $75, and the person's like, will you take 25? She's like, I'll take 75. And they're like, what about 30? She's like, I'll take 75. And they're like, God, you're just a bitch anyway. And they would just like bounce out of the conversation. I was like, what a weird individual.
Yeah, I had a bass that I really want. Like, it was a bass I bought, played it for a while, and then I realized, I was like, I just didn't need it anymore. So I put it online. And it's a sought after bass. And this guy was like, I think I put it online for like $400. He's like, I'll give you $150, $200. He goes, it's not worth playing. He goes, it's too heavy and everything. He's like, I just want to have it. I said, no, I'm not going to sell it to you. He's like, well, these apps are meant for deals, not for you just to make money off of. I was like, goodbye.
Actually, it's exactly for me to make money off of. Like, that's what selling things is.
Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, I just don't know why people, I don't know what the audacity is of, like, because when I buy something used, I usually ask, like, can I come check it out first, or does it work? And then I'm like, all right, thanks, I'll pay full price because I don't want to bother you.
Yeah, I mean, that's, like, I mean, I know everyone's always, like, looking for a deal. But it's just, like, it's so ridiculous. Like, especially that guy where he's like, you know, this thing actually isn't worth $400 because it's heavy and it's this and it's that. I don't even want to play it. I just want to hang it up. It's like, well, then obviously you're not the person that this is meant for. Like, you can't say you don't want to play it because of these reasons, but you want to own it for cheaper. Like, I don't care what your intentions are. That's what it's worth. Maybe it's not worth that to you, but then it doesn't matter. Then get the fuck out of here because it is worth that $400 to someone else. Like, it's so weird to like, put your a personal value to something that has a like objective value.
Yeah,
it's just strange.
It was weird. And like, I'm looking at the bass now, it's selling for over $600.
Yeah,
mine wasn't in pristine condition. Like, it's a sought after bass. Like, yeah, I mean, there it is heavy, but I played it live and the guy was like, it's not a live bass, it's a studio bass or it's a home bass. I was like, I don't care what you think, dude.
You seem to have a lot of information for someone who doesn't have a lot of information about this bass. Seems to know its exact use, but doesn't think it's useful.
Yeah, someone who doesn't have it.
Yeah. Now, the worst buying experience I had was actually... I could actually take it right now. Showing Doug on the camera.
It's not like you broke both your shoulders grabbing it.
No, it was stuck to my dresser. So wow. Buying this camera right here.
Canon...
It's the 7D.
7D.
It's the Mark II. So
Mark Twain.
When I got this camera, I was using... Wow, I forgot how big and fucking heavy these things are. For any of the camera people out there that... Hold on, I'm putting it back. Anyone who's into cameras out there, well, this only applies to you. This is going to be complete jargon and nonsense to everyone else. So at the time, I had a 5D Mark III Canon. And it was my full-frame camera. That's what I was using. But... I saw reviews and stuff that the 7D Mark II was really good for like sports and wildlife type photography because it had a really fast shutter. It was like the autofocusing system was really good. Like it had a lot of advantages in that way. So I was like, okay, it's a crop sensor, which again doesn't mean anything to anyone who doesn't into cameras and stuff, but crop sensor has a crop factor. So actually when you're using a certain millimeter lens, it gives you a little more zoom than it does on a full frame camera. So I was like, these are all good things because I'm not like a wildlife photographer necessarily, but I do like if there is an animal or something that's outside, or I just like on my own like personal Facebook, I just posted a picture of an osprey I got on vacation, and so I was like, I do like to take pictures like the animals and stuff. So I was like, this is gonna help in that regard, and they weren't like compared to other cameras, it wasn't like super super expensive. And I went to buy one. The first one I bought was listed at, I forget what it was. It was listed like $400 or something like that. And they were selling for like $700 or something. And I was like, fuck, that's a deal. So I got it. And then the person messaged me after I bought it. And I was like so excited. I like jumped out of my chair and like was talking about Renee. Yeah. I was like, this is so good. It has this. I was like, I got it for so much. I got it for like half the price. I was like running around. And then the person messaged me and they're like, hey, actually, this is the 7D Mark I, not the Mark II. I don't know if that's a problem. And I was like, well, yeah. Like, it's a completely different camera.
Yeah.
I was like, you had it listed as a Mark II. You had pictures of a Mark II. I was like, but you're telling me it's a Mark I. I was like, yeah, that's a problem. And then they just sent me a refund. I was like, God, I was so upset. So then my hunt continued. And then eventually I found one. I don't remember for how much. But I found it not as cheap as 400, but I found one that was cheaper. I was like, all right, I'll get this one. And then I don't remember where it was coming from or anything, but the person was, they shipped it out. And whenever I have like a package coming, I check the tracking on it like all the time. It's like, I'm like I get all excited. This is what I'm doing for my laptop right now. So I was like watching it and everything. And then it said it was supposed to be delivered like whatever. It was supposed to be delivered like on Tuesday. And on Tuesday I'm at work and I'm looking at the tracking and it says it's out for delivery in Delaware. And I was like, what the fuck? And just, it's like an update. I don't live in Delaware. So
wait,
I
was like, when you live back home?
No, this was within the last like 2 years, 3 years.
Oh, okay. I was like, this is in Newcastle, Delaware.
No. This has an explanation that has nothing to do with like that. So I was like, it's out for delivery means it's like at like the post office or whatever. And they're taking it to the address. And I was like, and I messaged the guy and I was like, hey, I just want to make sure that like something didn't get messed up because I was checking the tracking and it's set to be delivered today. And it says it's out for delivery in Delaware, but I don't live in Delaware. I live like, you know, in Pittsburgh or whatever. And he was like, I sent it to the address that was requested. And I was like, and then he sent me a screenshot of a message, and it was a message from someone that their username was just letters. It wasn't it was just a bunch of letters smushed together. And in broken English, they said they had this whole thing that said like, hey, my brother died. Can you send it to this address? I'm back at my actual home in Delaware, like at this, you know, wherever it is, because I'm taking care of my mom, whatever it was, in broken English. And then all I responded with was, that's not me. And then I didn't get a reply. And then like a day later, he was like, I think it was like maybe like an hour later, not a day later. Then he was like, he answered me. And then it was like a constant back and forth. He's like, oh my God. And he was like trying to figure out like where it went and everything. And he just kept giving me updates on what he was doing. And he was like telling me that he called like the police, that he called, like, he looked up on Google Maps the address and, like, called the place that's, like, it's, like, a business across the street. And it was, like, a gas station or something. And the guy who worked at the gas station was, like, yeah, we always see, like, a lot of packages get dropped off at that place. It's really shady. And it was this whole thing. And literally, I'm trying to be patient because I'm, like, okay. Because, obviously, I'm not going to pay. I'm not paying for a camera I didn't get. So, I was, like, I'm going to get my money back.
Right.
And so, I'm trying to be, like, empathetic. Like, okay, this guy's out of his camera and the money he would have got for the camera. Like, and it's only his fault. Like, nothing else happened. It's not like wires were crossed or like the post office screwed up. He fucked it up. So he cost himself essentially, well, I don't know what it was, like, you know, $1,200 for both the camera, like the camera and the cost of the camera. So it's like he's not getting either. So I was like, I was trying to be empathetic. I was trying to like, okay. Well, I don't know. I was like, has there been any updates? Like, trying to check in, not like pushing the issue or anything. But like, a week went by, and he's like, I contacted the police, and they said I should call like my local police or something. And he's like, so I was like, I'm still working on it. I was like, well, okay, but he's like, I'm still trying to figure out if I can, get it back or something like that. Because he called, like, I was like, because at this point, I'm like, okay, it's fucking gone. There's no way it's still just hanging out there. Like, it's gone, dude. And I was like, okay. At this point, I have to ask for a refund. And because I requested one, but he just didn't answer it, I guess. And I was like, okay, I think when I requested a refund, it said like I had to message him first. And so I was like, okay, so I just requested it. And then he just did not even acknowledge I requested a refund. And then he's like, well, I'm waiting to hear back from the police. And I forget what exactly he said, but I'm waiting to hear back from the police, but hopefully I'll get an answer and I can get it. I was like, okay, but really, you know, that's kind of like your problem. Like, I'm not, you know, I didn't say it was like, that's your problem, not my problem. But I was like, okay, but that's not, doesn't really like involve me really. I was like, my guess is the camera is gone. And I know I'm not, I paid for an item I didn't get essentially. So I was
he has your money at this point.
Well, it was still in limbo because the money doesn't get transferred until it's been like acknowledged basically. So it was just kind of stuck in limbo at this point. And I was saying like, I don't remember exactly what I said, but I was just kind of like, you know, it's like, I'm pretty sure it's gone, like, now. Like, I don't think we're actually going to get it back or anything. I was like, but, you know, I was like, unfortunately, I was like, I need, like, my money back. And he's like, look, I'm just going to be frank with you that I'm out of my camera and the money. He's like, and I don't know if you're in on this. I don't know how this is all working. And I was like, all right, dude, fuck off. I was like, all right, we're done now. I was like, yeah. I've been so fucking patient with you. It's been a week. Like, that I've just been lingering, missing whatever, like, $600 that have just been floating out in the ether because you fell for the dumbest scam on the planet. That's not my problem. Literally, it's not my problem. It read in broken English, and he didn't do anything to verify that this is even from the person he got the thing from, like, that purchased it. And then I was like, okay, I understand you're in a tough spot. I understand you basically just got robbed. And you're not going to get money for this thing you're trying to sell. Maybe there's going towards something important. I get all that. That hasn't got shit to do with me. And to then lash out at me when I have done nothing but to, like, try to, like, figure out what's going on and everything. I was like, all right, we're done. And I just stopped, like, I just stopped messaging him and just went right to, like, the eBay, like, customer support. And then they were like, oh, yeah, you'll get your money. Like, they were like, oh, yeah. I was like, they could go right into our, like, our messages and everything and read through all, the, like, our back and forth. And
right.
I was like, you know, I've used the site for years now, so it's not like I have, like, this history of, like, constantly trying to get things refunded or, you know, all these complaints. Like, I've never had any issue in all the years of buying. Like, so I think you and I were talking about last week, like, everything that's sitting on my dresser next to me over here, all this camera equipment, all basically came from there. It was all used that I bought from there. So it's like, I have a good standing. It's like, I'm not, like, a suspicious buyer or anything. It was like, they're like, yeah, you're fine. Like, you'll get the money. And then, like, 3 days later, I got the money back. And I was like, what an idiot and what a turd. Like, I was with you. I was empathetic for so long until you turned it on me. And then I was like, I'm glad you lost your camera, you stupid fuck. I was mad.
Were you slandering him on the eBay forums?
If I was still on them or ever on them, yeah, I would. I'd go after him. Yeah, I don't think I ever knew that eBay for, well, I'm not surprised they exist, but I don't think I ever frequented those type of those places on the internet. But
I just,
yeah,
I don't,
that's even the worst experience I ever had on there.
So you never got it?
No. And that was the problem too, is that while this was held up, I couldn't buy another one because the money I was going to spend on it is not in my account. It's just lingering. It's just out there. So, like, I essentially had already paid. He hadn't received the money. It was, like, at eBay basically. So I just had to wait for this whole thing to get resolved in order to get my money back to be able to get one. And that was, like, the whole, like, I was just stuck waiting. So, you know, in terms of the problems in the world, it doesn't rank very highly in terrible things to deal with. But in terms of buying things on eBay, it was really annoying. And that's
you buy Rumpelstiltskin, and it's just the Rumpelstiltskin picture.
It might be worth it, honestly. I might be okay with that.
He does look like an S&M, like, punk rock Rumpelstiltskin. So, I mean, like, I mean, that's fine.
Yeah, he's a real creepy, weird dude in that. It's really, I wish there was a way to watch it that wasn't spending $200 or $100 or whatever. At this point, $60 is a bargain. All the other ones are twice as much.
For a movie you'll watch once a year, so what's the math on getting your money's, your $60 worth?
Well, I've already watched it like 3 times, so I owe them something for that. That factors into it. How much would it be worth? If I watch it every year for the rest of my life? I don't think... Maybe it's a little bit of an exaggeration, but I think maybe like $1,600 is worth it. I think that's a reasonable ask for that.
Saying they should sell for that much?
I'm saying I would buy it for that much. I might put a bid in for that.
I was saying, how long do you think it's going to take you to get your $60 worth? Like, would it take, like, you think set?
Oh,
like,
I thought you were saying, what's it worth to me?
No, because that's ridiculous. But now I know you're willing to spend.
I've already got my $60 value. Yeah, that's already happened. 3 watches. I've referenced it for like 10 years now. It's part of my life. I have the full Rumpelstiltskin back tattoo. It's in my bloodstream now.
I wish you the full Rumpelstiltskin back tattoo.
I can make it happen. I know a guy. My cousin owns his own place, own shop. It's very good.
He does.
I don't know how much portrait work he does, but I could take that in and see how good he good a job he can do.
I need a lifelike representation of this goblin creature.
I want to be 100%. I want it to look like a sculpture just on my back.
Well, what I read, he comes out of a sculpture. Do you want it the sculpture as well he comes out of?
Next, I don't remember that right now. I was like, I can see him. I want him in the shades on the bike. I hope people look this up so they can see the picture we're talking about.
Now, would you put a quote above him on the shades on the bike? It says, like, live free, die free.
No, it would just say, ah, because that's what he said when he laid the bike down. That'd be it.
Well,
it's worth it, man.
You're selling me on this movie. I'm not going to be able to watch until you buy it.
Until I spend over, like, almost $2,000 on it.
Oh, another wedding idea. I dress up as that Rumpelstiltskin and deliver the best man speech.
There is two people there that'll definitely fucking love that.
The rest of the other 98 people, severely confused.
Yeah, there'd be a lot of questions for everyone else, but for myself and Jeff, we would be loving it if you just came out of like some shrubbery.
The only people that won't know me is Renee's family, so that'd be a good first introduction.
Yeah, and they'll be fine. They'll be like, they might ask some questions, but we don't see them that often, so they'll figure it out amongst themselves. Yeah, well, I mean, well, at least we have some plans. We have some danger. We have some costumes. We have back tattoos. We have everything we need for a good wedding coming up.
Yes.
I'm ready. I'm ready for all of it. I'm actually probably going to research where I can find this so that you can watch it. I'm going to look up, see if it's on Amazon or whatever. Man, I might have to buy it. Or iTunes.
Yeah, I'll come over. We'll watch it. We'll talk about it.
Watch it next week. After the comedy show, you'll come over and we'll watch Rumpelstiltskin. I'll be blown away. Well, I think we can safely wrap this one up. We've gone down a lot of ridiculous roads. And things have gone crazy and weird and crazy. So, let's end this,
though. As Rumpelstiltskin would say,
it's pretty accurate. It's pretty accurate. If I find it, we're watching it. Definitely. And then you can quote it for real.